Welcome to The Forum, the program that educates, motivates, and advocates on behalf of the community. The Forum is sponsored by PNC Bank, and we have a full house in our studio today. We are joined by some Skills USA students. These are Quest High School students who are part of the Carver Center Skills USA program. The program manager, Sandy Burke, is here. Her granddaughter, Imani, is one of the Skills USA students, along with two sisters. The Diaz sisters are in the house, Melissa and Chelsea. Hey, thanks for coming by the studio.
Anytime.
What does Skills USA mean to you?
To me, Skills USA is a program that helps me figure out what I want to do when I grow up and to improve on my workplace and technical skills, like professionalism. But they're also someone that would push me to compete, like right now in the community service project. It's something to help me learn to compete, to work, and stuff like that.
All right, sounds good. And we'll be talking about that community service project. Melissa, what about you? What does Skills USA mean for you?
Skills USA for me means that Skills USA teaches me that I can become someone that can have more confidence, that I can practice my skills more, like the personal skills, workforce skills, and technical skills grounded in academics. I can improve those skills by every year that comes by, and later on I can become a really good person with those skills, and I'll be accepted in more colleges. Those skills can help me when I choose my career.
What year are you in school?
I'm a freshman, ninth grade.
Freshman, all right. And Chelsea?
I think Skills USA, to me, is a place where I can get out of my comfort zone and have a little bit more confidence than I usually do. And it helps me get on hands-on experiences and work with everybody else, which I usually have difficulty doing. But being in Skills USA is really fun for me.
Sandy, those sound like some good answers.
Yep, they are.
This is a nationwide project, right?
Yes, it's a national program. It's in all 50 states, and it's about 50 years old. We're just getting started here in Peoria with the Skills USA program, but we definitely want to see it expand. There's so many, more children and more schools that can participate in something like this. So we would love to see this expand to other children opportunities to go through this.
And when we talk about the scope of Skills USA, you're talking about a lot of different areas. I know they're competing community service project where they have an outdoor market, but you were talking earlier about photography, there's a speech competition.
There are 150 different areas that they can compete in during the statewide competitions. And the statewide competition can lead to a national competition. So if you win gold in your area, you can go on to the national competitions and compete. Our students are, most of the students that we have this year from Quest are middle school students, so they don't have as broad a selection of contests. But Skills USA is more than just competing. But most of the year, we're teaching those framework skills, and there's 17 of them. And these are skills that employers across the country have come together and said, these are the skills that we desire to see in our employees.
Now, we used to call them soft skills. Is that the same, or am I off?
It's similar to soft skills, but these are skills that they have specifically said, we want to see employees come to us with these kind of skills or characteristics.
Like what?
Well, personal skills, they're divided into three categories. Personal skills, which are things like integrity, responsibility, work ethic. Workforce skills, like teamwork, communication,
leadership,
those kinds of skills. And then what we call technical skills, which is in part health and safety, as well as technology, because you have to have technological skills now for almost any job. So there's 17 in all, and we spend most of the year, we spend really all of the year going over those skills with them.
Grooming these students.
Yeah, but we want them to begin to practice those skills right now in high school, and then take those on to college and then into a career someday. What we do is try to get them to integrate those skills into their everyday life, make it a part of them. Mm-hmm. So the competitions help with that, but we also have students, we take them on field trips so they can see people actually working. We bring mentors in so that they can talk to people that are out there working. You know, if someone is interested in being a nurse, they would try to bring a nurse in so they can tell them the nitty-gritties of what it takes to become a nurse. So, you know, we have speakers come in, and we do little projects, like they did a Black History Project this year, where they had to create posters around some famous person. But it gave them an opportunity to not only design and be creative, but to talk to the judges about why it is they picked that person.
And they had to work together and collaborate
together.
All of that.
And then leadership skills is a big part of it. So they have their own chapter. They elect their own officers, and they meet on a monthly basis, and they have to make decisions. They raise money, and then they have to decide how they're going to spend that money. They learn how to write minutes and agendas. And everybody that competes has to develop a resume. And the resume is part of their project that they submit for competition.
Chelsea, when you were talking earlier, you were saying how you weren't good at something, but skills has helped you. So all the things that Sandy has talked about, you could see it really benefits. Because a lot of times we'll talk to adults about programs, and they'll tell us some stuff. And then we'll talk to the kids, and then they'll say, yeah, I sort of kind of picked that up. But you all are saying this is really helping you.
Yes, it is helping me. And it's helping me get out much out of my comfort zone, like coming here and talking. And I believe this will help me in the future and colleges.
Now, talk to me about some of the competitions that you are in or that you would be interested in, because there's a bunch of them.
So the competitions that our whole chapter is doing is R3, and they're called Creative Photography, CPR First Aid, and Community Service. I am in Community Service, CPR First Aid, and Creative Photography.
Creative Photography. When I think about that, I think about when I was a college student, I would take my camera out in the fall and walk through the leaves and take pictures of squirrels and leaves. Is that what we're talking about?
Well, it's a little bit more than that. They have four categories they have to take a picture in, and they have to explain to the judges why that picture fit that category. For example, they have portraits, landscaping, creative,
human interest,
and industrial commercial.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to take a picture in those categories and explain to the judges why it fits that category.
Wow. Okay. Now, are you using a camera or using your phone?
Camera.
They have to use 35mm cameras. And this year, their mentor, their instructor for photography is Dr. Joe Corey.
Okay.
Who's a local
photographer. Musician.
Yes. And so he's been working with our students and preparing them for the competition and teaching them a lot about photography. Yeah.
I love it. Okay, and the other one was CPR. Are you all involved in CPR? No,
just
but
Melissa.
You are. Okay, Melissa. And so what? If I passed out, I shouldn't worry because you're going to revive me and bring me back to life, right?
Well, it simply doesn't work like that. there is no guarantee because there could be serious injuries. And well, like me, I'm just a starter. I'm just a trainer, basically. I train, and if I gain all of this experience, it will actually help me because I at least tried to help the person that was injured or ill. And this is really helpful for anybody because there could be a time that someone could just pass out or have a heart attack, and someone will be there who already knows this, and they will just work on it because they know what to do.
Right, CPR. What was the song, Staying Alive?
Yes.
Was that it? Yes. Yeah. You practice that, Staying Alive?
Yes.
All right, the chest compressions. All right, that's great. Okay, so the outdoor local market is taking place this weekend.
The outdoor local marketing event, it's a fundraiser to raise money for the graduating and parenting program. It's a starting program for Carver Center. They made it to help teenage parents that still want to graduate but can't afford childcare, it helps them still be able to go to school without that cost of childcare, so they can take care of the kids and they can also get their diploma.
So graduating and parenting, GAP.
Yeah, GAP.
Okay. You're raising money in a creative way with the outdoor marketplace. Yes. How does that work?
With the outdoor local marketing event, it's going to be sort of like a vendor fair, like the one that happens downtown by the riverfront. We took like a lot of inspiration from that by getting tables and vendors and trying to get local, like how they have local farmers, we're getting local businesses and local food vendors to come and share their product or their food. So when they rent those tables, we get money from that and we donate it to the people. But also, we know that around that time, there's going to be a lot of kids because Easter's coming up. And with that, we decided that we would partner with Carver Center in their 100 year anniversary. And they're having their annual Easter thing. So we decided that we would go with them and have their fun activities with kids and the Easter Bunny and the egg decorating and stuff. And with that, we're going to have those kids and parents, so it can be an all-inclusive family thing for Saturdays.
All right. That sounds great. You got the Easter component along with the local market. And so, Chelsea, it sounds like a lot of work. You had to get on the phone and call some people and coordinate all of this stuff. Tell me about the work that went into pulling this event off.
Well, we had to get on a couple of meetings with one of our
board members.
Board members?
Carver's and the board members.
Julie. And she helped us design the flyers and helped us get ideas for the vendor fair. And we then had to send emails out to see if we can collaborate with the Carver Center.
A good experience.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you get rejections or did you have to convince some people or talk?
No. They were willing to work with us.
Good.
And it's been really fun, and it's going out well.
And so, Sandy, this is the kind of experience that you were talking about. This is what you want them to start to experience, because then by the time they are out of high school, they'll be sharp and ready.
Yeah, these skills will be a part of them. And, by having them actually implementing and practicing the skills that we're teaching them, it just becomes a part of them, and they can take those skills on to life after they graduate from high school or college.
We want to remind our listeners, this is The Forum on WPNV. The Forum is sponsored by PNC Bank, and we have a full house in our studio today. Sandy Burke is here. She is, of course, the program director for the George Washington Carver Community Center, and she is also coordinating the Skills USA program, and she has three Skills USA students here, Quest High School students, Melissa Diaz, Chelsea Diaz, and Imani Burke are in our studio. They are pulling off an event this weekend, an outdoor local market at Carver Center, where they have a number of vendors there. It's in collaboration with Carver, because Carver is having this Easter egg hunt and egg decorating activities, along with photos with the Easter Bunny. So you're invited to come on out for that. We were talking about preparing students for the future, and Melissa is involved in these three activities, CPR, photography, and this community service. I want to talk about the community service aspect of this, Sandy, because this is a competition, right?
Yeah.
And so how does that competition work?
Well, Skills USA, as we said before, has about 150 altogether competitions for youth. They have to register and indicate what area they would like to compete in, and then they have what they call technical standards that they have to adhere to. And even with the technical standards, that's a learning experience, because they have to be precise. Whatever those requirements are, they have to meet them exactly as they're written. For example, with the photography students, their pictures have to be a certain size. They have to be a certain kind of picture. Mm-hmm. And they have to dress a certain way. They have to write essays. Explain it. So their presentation is both verbal and in writing. As a, all of the students that are competing have to develop their own resume, which you can imagine of middle school students trying to do a resume. But now they know what a resume is. And in that resume, they're highlighting the skills they already have. So they may say something, they may not have a job that they can put on their resume, but they can say, I'm responsible because I get up and get to school on time every day, or I have perfect attendance. So that's responsibility. And so that's what we want them to do, to see the alignment between the skills that they're learning and what they do. What they do on a daily basis, and what they will continue to do until they're out there in the workforce.
Now, I'm curious to find out from the students, your classmates, they probably are not doing half as much stuff as you all are, right? And they're like chilling. They'll ask you, so what are you all doing this weekend? It's like, well, I got to call these vendors, and I got to make this flyer, and I got to do this resume. And they're like, and you ask them, what are they doing? It's like, oh, I'm just playing some ball and play some video games, right?
Mm-hmm. In some cases, yeah.
Okay, so how does it feel being highly motivated and ambitious? What would you say to your classmates about the benefits?
You're missing out. This is a fun program. We get to do a lot of hands-on stuff, and it's very fun and entertaining.
Melissa?
Skills USA can help with careers. Skills USA helps with skills, improving your skills. Skills USA can help you become someone responsible, professional in life, and those skills you will need in life later on.
And Imani?
Well, I would tell them that not only is it fun, you get to meet new people and meet people that you want to go in. If you want to go into a job, they can help you with that so much. I mean, they will have people that will personally hands-on help you and train you, like how Melissa's training for CPR. They can help you if, like, you want to be a nurse, they'll help you with CPR. If you want to be a photographer, they'll help you with that. They always have somebody that's going to help you in any workforce that you want to go into. Mm-hmm. Like, me, I wanted to be a voice actor, and this is a really great experience for me, just in general.
See, and I was going to ask you all, that was going to be my next question. What do you want to be when you get older? What profession do you want to get into?
I want to go in anything in performing arts. I am very big on that. I wanted to either be a voice actor or any type of tattoo artist or painter. So anything in performing arts, they've helped me with that a lot.
Got it. Okay. And Melissa?
A financial manager. But for me, I really like a detective because they figure out different situations that are really useful and helpful to find someone or something.
A detective. I like that. Okay, so now earlier you were talking about CPR. So if I passed out, okay, not only would Melissa revive me and bring me back to life, but she would find out who poisoned me, right?
I would hope so.
Wow, okay. All right, and Chelsea?
I'm looking into the engineering field.
Engineering, okay, very good. And you all are all freshmen or what?
Sophomore.
I'm also a sophomore.
You're a sophomore, okay.
Freshman.
Two sophomores and a freshman. So, Sandy, mm-hmm. Same question I asked them. For parents who are listening or for young people who may be listening, what's your selling point for Skills USA? You already got me sold. You already got these young ladies sold. Mm-hmm. But what would you say to a parent or a young person who's not really sure that they want to be a part of it?
We invite them to come and see what we do. We do an orientation to the parents and the students every year, and we try to show them and tell them what we've done in the past. We also let them know that about the things that they're going to experience, you know, the field trips, working with the mentors, you know, even the projects, this whole experience of being a part of this statewide event is just, you know, a lot of the students are looking forward to that. And that was a motivating fact to even compete because they wanted to experience these competitions. So and we have partners. We partner with ICC. We partner with ICC is the talent search program. So when we have students like the two sophomores here that next year are going to be looking closer at what college they may want to go to, they can start working with Talent Search now. So we you know, bring them in and work along with them so they get a head start. They were talking about PSAT tests this morning that they're going to be taking. So, you know, we try to connect them with other programs at, in the community. So they're aware of it. These two students, but all three of them, are in EXO with NAACP. So as a result of being in Skills USA, we've introduced them to EXO. Now they're, are you all competing in EXO things? Yes. Yeah, they're all competing in something with EXO this year as well. And so we can make those connections, and we need to let parents know that we're there to help them make the connections with other resources in this community that can support their children.
Yeah, you mentioned EXO. I helped with EXO some years ago, and that's a great program. That's also a national program.
Part of the national NAACP.
And we should mention, let's go back a little bit, because you had said in the, at the onset that it's relatively new, Skills USA is in Peoria, but you do have a history of some stuff. I mean, you're talking about field trips and some of the success stories with some of the other students. Let's talk about some of that.
Well, we've been funded through United Way for about 7 years now.
Right.
And it's gone well. It's evolved. You know, it's evolved. We've tried to implement the program in a lot of different ways. But I think we're at a place now where we really feel comfortable with what we can give the students in 1 year. Mm-hmm. So we've kind of settled into a pattern, a program plan.
All right. So let me ask you some basic questions then as we wrap up our time. Mm-hmm. What's the age range for Skills USA?
Fifth grade through... Right now, we can take high schoolers. I concentrate on freshmen and sophomores because they do not get the CTE classes until their junior year in Peoria. So they're not in a class, career and technical ed class, until their junior year. So the freshmen and the sophomores really don't have a chance to have these kinds of experiences.
I see.
You know, until their junior. So we can help them in those first 2 years of high school. But fifth grade through 10th grade is what we're working with right now.
And then what kind of time commitment are you looking for from the student? They go to school during the day. Yeah. Is it, what, every other day for a couple of hours? Is it every Saturday, or how does that work?
So we are fortunate enough with Quest and Ms. Jenkins at Quest to be able to go into the classrooms, and all the students there get 2 hours a week, 2 days a week, an hour each day of Skills USA. And then on every other Saturday, we ask that they come down to Carver Center. On those Saturdays, then we can have speakers come in, we can work on the competitions, we help them with their, they also have their chapter meetings. And they run their own chapter meeting, and they have to learn what a chapter meeting is and how to run it. So we do that at least one Saturday a month, okay. Monthly meetings. So that's the commitment that they have to make. Be in class, you know, for the 2 hours a week that they get, and then every other Saturday.
And you mentioned field trips. I know about the museum. They've come here to the radio station. Tell me about some other places that they've gone.
Well, it was limited last year because of the pandemic, COVID, COVID. But before then, we've gone to Caterpillar in Mossville. We've gone to ICC. We're actually trying to plan another trip to ICC so they can, you know, see what a college is like. They've gone to... they went to Midwest Technical Institute, which actually did a very nice program for them. They've toured to hospitals. So, you know, we try to get them out into businesses. Yeah. And we need to do even more than that. We really need more vendors.
You need to take Melissa to the police station.
Yes. And we've talked to, actually, we've invited police chief to come to our program. And they're supposed to be having some kind of event with the policemen before the end of the school year. So, yeah, there's a lot. Firemen, you know, because all of these are careers that they might be interested
in.
Yeah,
exactly. All right, so we're almost out of time. So, young ladies, in the little time that we have left, tell me anything that we didn't talk about, or something that you think is important, or something that you want to impart.
I want to say Skills USA is a really good program to be in. It gives you an opportunity to help you choose careers and learn new sets of skills for the future. And it gives you a good path to lead by.
Okay. And Melissa?
Skills USA is really important for students out there because, like Chelsea said, there can be an opportunity out there for them that, and Skills USA can help them with that. And it's really important that they learn these skills beforehand because they can be useful later on for them.
All right. And Imani?
Yes. I'm going to say something about skills as well. I know, repetitive, but... skills, yes. If you want to join, please do. There's lots of ways you can get into it. If you want to get into it, contact Carver Center at 309-839-0722 and ask them to direct you to the Skills USA board members.
Or staff.
Give me that phone number again.
309-839-0722.
839-0722. All right. You know, 2-2 sounds like tattoo. Okay. And I see you drawing over there. You know, we're on radio. They can't see what you're drawing. Is that a tattoo design that you're coming up with? Or?
No, it's just, I was drawing on dots later, earlier. Okay. So I kind of just connected them and made a face.
All right. You have a creative soul there. Sandy Burke, Imani Burke, Chelsea Diaz, and Melissa Diaz. Hey, thanks for stopping by the studio.
Thank you for having us.
All right, no problem. Learning more about Skills USA. I'm Gary Moore in the WPNV studio. You've been listening to The Forum on WPNV. The Forum is sponsored by PNC Bank. The Forum airs at 10 a.m. on Saturday and is rebroadcast at 7 p.m. on Sunday. We want to leave you with a quote from novelist Alice Walker, who said, "One way people give up their power is by thinking they don't have any." Thanks for listening.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking, time for thinking ahead.